Everybody, Bay Ragney here. Welcome back for another episode of the Rock and Ragney Show. On this show, we get to talk to an icon, a legend, whichever you want to call him. It's up to you. But in my eyes, he truly is a legend. The one and only Udo Dirkschneider, former lead singer of the band Accept. He's got a brand new album coming out this Friday called We Are One, and it's done. It's a brand new original album. It's a concept album, and it's done with an orchestra behind him. Usually, you know, they do these albums with the orchestra live show, which he's done in the past and other artists have done, but this is a full brand new album of original music with an orchestra behind him, which is really cool. But before I get into that, I gotta you know, talk about our sponsors here. First up, we have a brand new sponsor, iPayTotal.com. If you're a high-risk business owner, you require a credit card processor who understands the risk associated. Most of the online businesses are either rejected by the high street payment processors or must compromise with high rates and unrealistic charges. iPayTotal has worked with thousands of high-risk merchants and understands the high-risk merchant account requirements. iPayTotal also, they provide a robust solution, including the merchant account and the payment gateway, which is streamlined to provide a convenient solution for a merchant to accept seamless payments. iPayTotal can assist merchants in creating your high-risk merchant account and provide them with customized credit card processing solutions. The features include multi-currency processing and payout, integrated intelligent fraud-resistant payment gateway, high approval ratio, competitive pricing, and daily payments. In addition to all that, iPayTotal gets the account approved in as little as 48 hours. Go to iPayTotal.com for more information. And also, too, as always, our sponsor for all of our shows here at Totally Driven Entertainment, Next Home Brandywine. That's right. Next Home Brandywine in Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Our good friend Dan Pizzi and his team of professional realtors provide guidance, knowledge, and information for buyers and sellers. Go to NextHomeBrandywine.com for details and to contact an agent. They service Philadelphia and the surrounding counties. They also handle nationwide referrals because there is offices in 48 of the 50 states. So be sure to ask for the NH5 listing special or call them directly at 484-364-4862. That's 484-364-4862. Make sure you told them Bay Ragney and Totally Driven Entertainment sent you. So don't forget NextHomeBrandywine.com and iPayTotal.com, sponsors on this episode of today's Rock and Ragney Show. And without further ado, here he is, the legend himself, Mr. Udo Dirkschneider.
Yes, on the phone.
How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you very much. Everything okay?
Good, good. Well, that's a question I got to ask. How is everything over in Germany? Is everything okay during the pandemic? Has things starting to get back to normal over there at all, or...?
Yeah, it goes, let's say, really back to normal in a way, you know. Yeah, step by step. But sometimes, you know, there is something happened here, something happened there, but really less, you know, really less. Oh, everything is, let's say, okay. But the virus is not gone.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah, here in the States, it seems like it's coming back stronger than ever.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I mean, I see that on the news, you know. not so funny.
No, no, it's truly a mess. It truly is.
Yeah, so?
But one thing that seems like it's not a mess is your new album, which comes out later this week, We Are
Yes.
One.
Yes.
This is a truly, I guess you would say, something different for you to do, where you had a... you know, the orchestra behind you, the concert band of the German Armed Forces behind you with this. How did this whole thing come about?
Oh, yeah. I tried to make it short. It's a little bit longer story. I mean, that was back in the days when I was mixing the Steelhammer album. And our producer at this time was a member of the Navy Music Corps of Wilhelmshaven. And so they had a concert in a church, and I said, okay, come on, before getting bored, I go with you. I want to watch this, you know. And it was nearly Christmas, so I don't know what can I expect, you know. Maybe Christmas songs, marching songs, I don't know. And so and then I was sitting there, and then they start playing, and they were doing stuff from Queen, Michael Jackson, wow. ABBA, stuff like that. And I was like, the sound was like, wow, this is something. This is really heavy, you know. The sound was really heavy. Yeah, and that was the beginning of everything. And yeah, I did a show together with them. We did a DVD called Navy Metal Night. Was very successful. And then 2 or 3 years, there was nothing kind of going on. And then the main symphonic brass orchestra of the German armed forces, I mean the really high one, they called us up and said, hey, we want to continue with all that stuff, if you don't mind. And we said, yeah, why not? So, and then we did together a Wacken show that was also quite successful. But then that on Wacken is only you can play 75 minutes, you know. So, and then we said, okay, we want to do a whole show. Then we did a show for 2.5 hours in
Wow.
2018. And then after that, after the show, we were sitting together and said, okay, we want to continue. What can we do? We said, why are we not doing an album together, you know? So that's in a short version the whole thing. And yeah, I mean, and then we start writing songs, and then we had in a way, let's say, 30 songs together, not really finished, but ideas, demo-wise. And then we were sitting together with the two guys, they're doing all the arrangements for the orchestra, and said we were selecting then the songs, which songs are possible to work with an orchestra. So we were not really sure what's coming up, you know, at this time. And then we said, okay, you can have the demo stuff, and we wait until you do some arrangements. Yeah, and then they came up with the first song. And what can I say? That's it.
Wow,
We
wow.
said, yeah, that works, you know. And yeah, and so, and then in the beginning, they were a little bit shy, you know. So, and then they said, yeah. And they said, yeah, can we change it here? Can we change it here? Yeah, go ahead. And that was also interesting for us, you know. They said, yeah, to see how they're creating atmospheres, you know. But that was very interesting. And then they said, yeah, can you change the harmony here a little bit and this and this and this? And then, you know, we're getting more and more into that also. And then we came up and said, yeah, can we have the trumpets a little bit louder or this percussion a little bit louder and this and so on and on. And in the end, it was really working together. And I think important was not using old songs, you know, just write new songs, especially for this project. And
Right.
here we go. That's I'm really happy what with the result what came out, you know. So very organic, it works perfectly, and I'm more than happy with this project, you know.
That's awesome. Now, did you and everybody, when you started doing the writing for this, did you approach it any differently with the thought of the orchestra behind you, or was it the same roster?
Yeah. No, that was in a way already a little bit in our mind, you know, that will come up an orchestra, you know. I mean, we was working there already 3 times with an orchestra, so we knew we can go a little bit far, more a little bit more far than what we are doing normally when we do just a normal UDO album, you know.
Right.
That was the good thing. That was more freeness, you know. We can do, doesn't matter. We will see, you know. I mean, let's see for Neon Diamond for the song, we're using saxophone. Let's say Here We Go Again. The song is a funky thing with a little bit of rap in there. Pfft. With a UDO album, I think it will be not possible. I mean, everything is possible, but then the people will say, what is he doing now?
Right. Yeah. Have you had you've put a couple singles out already for the album. Have you had any of your like longtime fans, and even working with the orchestras in the past, have you had longtime fans kind of give you like a backlash at all, or have they accepted it?
Let's say with this new one so far, I will say 90% say wow, and 10% you always have people that say, well, with an orchestra and also military, no, you know, this is not heavy enough, blah blah blah. But they only the people outside, they just had 2 songs, you know, that was the songs are out on YouTube, We Are One and Neon Diamonds.
Right.
And I think there is a lot of heavy stuff on this album also. There will be, I think, surprise when the album is out, and then I think they changed their mind. I think so.
Do you think with this album, this might be your most nervous you have been releasing an album because it's so different for you?
I don't want to say really nervous, but it will be interesting to see what this album is doing, how the people are reacting, you know. I think also there will be also with this album, I think we are reaching, will reach also a different kind of audience,
right.
I think. And it's a very interesting thing what's coming up, you know. So I sit here until Friday, and on Monday I know more.
Now, you worked with two of your long time friends, old bandmates from Accept and all, Stefan and Peter. How was it working with those guys again?
Yeah, okay. With Stefan, I mean, he was helping us out on a guitar when we did the last show with the orchestra in 2018. And with Peter, okay, I knew that he's out of Accept, but Stefan was involved from the beginning on, you know. He right. was like, oh, when you do an album, I would love to record everything, and maybe I also have some ideas. He was really into that, you know. I said, yeah, Stefan, no problem. I mean, with Stefan, I was working already also a long time with UDO with him, sure. you know. So that was planned from the beginning on. And then he said, yeah, you have to do some demo stuff. You need that for the orchestra. Demo vocals can come to the studio. I came to the studio, and then Peter Baltus was standing there. And I said, hey, what you are doing here? Yeah, he said, I'm working with Stefan on some songs, what I would need for some projects. And Peter's doing a lot of stuff at the moment. I don't know. It's really busy. And then he said, yeah, of course. I mean, just in between, we were talking a lot, you know, what right. was happened, why he left, except blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's a different story. And then he said, yeah, I heard something. You're doing a very interesting project. Maybe if you don't mind, I have also some ideas for songs. And I said, Peter, I never had any problems with you. I mean, of course. I mean, if the most important thing for this album is that we have the best songs what we can get, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, that was the thing, let's say, Peter and Stefan was involved also in songwriting, you know? So, I'm fine with that. No problem.
That's awesome. A little reunion there that you weren't expecting, it sounds like.
Reunion? No.
Well, friendship, I'll say, with Peter.
Yeah. I mean, let's say, okay, it's in a way a reunion that we was working together songwriting-wise, you know?
Right.
That was interesting. But a lot of people came up already, oh, your reunion coming up. I said, what kind of reunion? There is not possible to do a reunion with Accept. There is only one guy left, sorry, but there is no reunion with Accept. Of course, there was some people thinking, oh, now he's working already with Peter and Stefan, you know, but no, there is, forget this. Definitely not.
So you just crushed millions of Accept fans worldwide.
Yeah, maybe, but you know, I mean, in the meanwhile, you know, I mean, with UDO, I'm really fine with the UDO band, with the Steel Factory, we had a lot of success, and also, if I want, I can play Accept songs under Dirk Schneider, you know, sure. if I want.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, so there is no really a reason to do a reunion or something. Think about it. No, this is history. Thank you very much. Gone. I'm fine with this. And now maybe, I don't know, I got the feeling there will be something happened also with the orchestra thing, you know.
Sure.
Like, we will see how the album is doing, how the people react, and then we will see, hopefully, everything getting normal next year. Yeah, that's so that we can, yeah.
Yeah, hopefully.
Do all the stuff that is cancelled this year. I mean, we already confirmed for Wacken next year. That's already in the pocket. But We have to do also the American tour. Canada was planned for the end of the year. We have to do this next year. South America, Russia, European tour. There's a lot of stuff, you know. And yeah, hopefully maybe if the album doing good and the people reacting good, maybe we can do a lot of shows also with the orchestra, you know, only working.
Actually, one of your longtime fans, Mario from Philadelphia, sent me in a question asking if you, you know, when you eventually get the tour for this album, will you have the whole orchestra behind you, like that you recorded with?
Yes, I mean, that's definitely. I mean, if we go on tour for this album, then definitely the whole orchestra is behind us, and also the choir. That means there will be around nearly 80 people on stage. That is a big thing, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, that will be something, you know. Yeah. But we will see and how the album is doing, and then we will see maybe if everything normal next year, then there will be definitely happen that we do some more shows also with the orchestra. Nice. So that means if everything normal, there will be a busy year for us.
Nice. Now, another question I had to ask you was, you know, speaking of your band, your son is in your band, Sven.
Yes.
And you see this more and more with, you know, people, the stars from the musicians from the 80s genre, you know, up into the modern day now have, you know, their sons in their band. And I got to ask, mm-hmm. like, how is it knowing that your son is back there behind you now?
No, I mean, of course, in the first place, I'm really proud of him. He's doing a really good job on the drums, you know. He's getting better and better. And, yeah, but, you know, that was in the beginning. The rest of the band members came, the son of Udo is in the band, you
right.
know. Maybe he gets some extras. And I was making from the beginning on clear, he's a band member. And if we have to talk something in private, then we do this in private, you know. It's not like he get no extra things or whatever. If he's doing mistakes, I will shout on him as same as I'm shouting maybe on a guitar player or whatever, you know.
Right.
It's like, but I mean, yes, I'm really proud that, you know, that he's doing this. And it's really nice sometimes when I turn around on stage, it's like, sometimes, like, wow. For me, it's like, wow, your son is sitting behind the drums, you know?
That's
yeah, good. I mean, I'm really happy with that.
That's awesome. Now, back to the album. The album is called We Are One, which I think is pretty much a perfect title for what, you know, the world is going through right now.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, the whole meaning of this album is like, you know, it's in a way, it doesn't matter if you are black, white, yellow, red, or whatever. I mean, the meaning of We Are One is that we have to stay together and keep an eye on our planet, you know.
Right.
There are so many wrong things are going on with the climate, you know, with they're burning down the Amazonas wood and all that stuff, you know, political things going on, for me, wrong, in a wrong way, a lot of things. And, I mean, we have to stand together, you know, as humans and taking care of our planet, you know, and not fighting each other or, I don't know, you know, all that stuff, you know. This is, for me, completely wrong. And, I mean, we have to, there is a couple of generations after us, and there is no planet B, you know. Maybe in 200 years they found something in the universe, I don't know. But at the moment, definitely there is no planet B where you can live, you know.
Right.
It's not possible. And, I mean, and also now the climate, for example, I mean, it's already changed, you know. It's already changed. So, and, yeah. They have to do, I think, a lot of things, and it's also up on us, you know, to do something. And for example, one thing is also a song what we have on this album is like it's like the Children of the World. It's like the whole thing about Fridays for Future. This has happened in Germany every Friday. Okay, not at the moment about the Corona thing.
Okay.
But the young people, you know, they was demonstrating about, hey, do something. So, and the government woke up and they start doing something, you know. So that was very interesting. That means if you do something, really want to change something, you can do that. With a, let's say, with a demonstration, but in a peaceful way, you know, not destroying shops or whatever, making a real riot on it or something like that. But you can do something, you know, and that. Sure. But that means everybody, yeah, we are one. Have to do it together and not separately.
Absolutely. Now, you know, one thing that I know you do write about on the album too. A couple things is like, you know, like you mentioned, like the climate and something else was like, you know, how you see you saw like pictures of a lot of the, you know, the plastic bottles and stuff like that in the oceans and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
Were you always a person that was very conscious of this and was upset by the, you know, the happenings and wanting to bring awareness about this, or was this something that recently moved you?
No, I mean, you know, I was watching a lot on TV, you know, documentaries about all that shit. And if you see that, it makes you really think, you know. And for example, I live in Spain, Ibiza, on an island. And if I'm going to the beach sometimes, you know, and see what people left behind,
right,
plastic stuff, I don't know. And I said, hey, hello? Yeah, you know, why there is a trash can? Why you not can put this 10 meters, take this stuff and put it into the trash can, you know? No, they just leave it on the beach and stuff like that. And that really is like already something like, hey, hello? Sometimes I'm really going to the people and say, hey, why you are leaving that? Oh, yeah, sorry. You know? I don't know. It's... yeah, this is really strange. And if you see, you know, all these plastic things, they found also some microplastic in fishes, you know,
right,
already. Well, you know, I mean, this is really heavy stuff going on. And yeah, hopefully they do something. I know definitely in Germany they making in a couple of years a lot of regulations, you know, also for gas and all electricity and all that stuff, you know. There will be a lot of changes coming up.
Good.
Hopefully all over the world. That will be good.
Yeah, I think it's time we need some changes for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yep, definitely.
Okay, so the album comes out on Friday. It's called We Are One.
Yes.
The final question before I let you go, now that you've gone through this whole process of this actually sitting down and writing with the orchestra and doing the whole album from scratch with the orchestra, would you do it again?
I think it can be happened that we do another one. Yeah, I mean, I got the feeling, you know, already when I was talking to also the main guy of the orchestra, he said, yeah, we would see, maybe we can do another one, you know. You never know, but I really, if I'm really... have no problems to do it, you know. Why not? I mean, so if this is successful and it looks like it will be successful, so all the reactions what we had so far, why not? Absolutely. Do another one, you know. But sure. Okay, maybe not next year, but maybe in 2 years or 3 years, you know.
Right. Well, Udo, thank you so much for doing this. It's an honor and pleasure to talk to you. It's not every day you get to talk to a true legend.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you,
and take care.
You too. Take care. Congrats with the album.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.